Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now, so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Amelia Earhart, Fearless Flyer. Brother versus Brother versus Nazi, starring Autumn Reeser as Amelia Earhart, also starring Annie Savage as Abby Adams, John Krasinski and Ben McKenzie as brothers, James Urbaniak as their father, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a Nazi. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is guest directed by Ryan Johnson and written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
Mrs. America! Patriot Brand Cigarettes proudly presents Secret Files of the American Victory Commission! News on parade! Dateline, the wild blue yonder! The question on everyone's lips! Whatever happened to Amelia Earhart? The answer in nobody's ears! In 1938, America's soaring sweetheart faked a disappearance at sea in order to serve in the American Victory Commission's covert division as their top-secret one-woman air force. Now, via classified chronotechnology, Amelia Earhart, the fearless flyer, traverses time in her Lockheed Electra in the name of truth, liberty, and the American way.
Amelia Earhart, fearless flyer. flies fire, flies where other flyers dare and dare. Amelia Earhart, fearless flyer, up where there's adventure in the air. In the wild blue yonder, o'er the clouds of history, she fights the righteous fight and flies us right to victory. Freedom's flag will fly forever higher. Amelia Earhart, fearless flyer's on her way.
American Victory Commission calling Amelia Earhart. Over.
Abby Adams, are you ever a sound for sore ears?
Good, Furlong and Hawaii agent.
Well, glad to report back, Abby. Relaxing is for the birds. I prefer flying.
Well, those krauts are at it again, using their own chronotechnology to traverse time and change history.
Remember when time hole engines were strictly Allied ordnance?
Yeah, it's a thing of the past. Ever since that 25th century Nazi sympathizer came back to lend a hand. It's up to you to stop that future from ever happening.
Can do. When am I headed next?
The Chronological Intelligence Bureau have detected a non-Allied breach at the turning point of the Civil War.
Well, the CIB haven't been wrong yet.
I don't have to tell you. It'd be catastrophic if the damn dirty krauts won the war.
Huh. You sure don't. I have it crocheted on a pillow I use to support my lumbar region.
I'm sending coordinates and mission details.
They're coming in. Initiating time hole sequence.
Come back in one piece, Agent Earhart. That's an order.
Meanwhile, at the turning point of the American Civil War!
Father, 'tis we, your sons.
He knows who we consarn are. It's his health failing him. It's not his darn eyesight.
How feel you, Father?
Dying. So bad.
We have come for the gun.
Also, to say goodbyes.
Right, absolutely. Yes, saying that, but mostly the gun.
Great-grandpappy's gun.
The gun that did fire the shot heard round the world.
The musket you're clutching tightly even now in your deathbed. Caught tall tales say that gun'll plumb win any war for the side what it shoots for.
Which is why the North shall have it.
Your mistake, brother. My side, the Confederacy, deserves that gun.
So ill. Well, normally, I bequeath my lone possession to my eldest, tradition so forth and the like, but as you know, you're the only pair of twins on record to have been birthed simultaneously.
Killing mom and child birth,
from
the
inside out, God rest her soul.
But, Daddy, you ain't being fair. You gotta choose which of us gets the gun, what'll win the war.
It cannot help that the Mason-Dixon line runs straight through the middle of the house.
My bedroom is on the south side. That's where I get my values, such as slavery and moonshining.
And mine is on the north. It's where I learn my values, such as having tolerance for my fellow man, to the extent that I don't want him to be slaves. But that's it. And knowing what a napkin is. And being aware of how to read.
So you know how to read a napkin. Ooh la la.
So you must ask yourself, Father, what side take thee? Your bedroom is on the north next to mine.
That is true.
But your workshop is on the south side.
Oh, yes, I do spend a great deal of time there building gun racks for this gun.
It's also where you built that gun table and gun chairs for that gun.
Yeah.
But do you spend more time building than sleeping? I think nay.
He does, though. Look at them bags under his eyes and his puffed yet papery cheek skin. He workshops more than he sleeps.
Ah, but the sewing room. Father, sewing room is on the north side of the house. Check and mate, brother.
I do not reckon to what that regards.
So much time spent in that sewing room, Father, whence you did make wee hats for the warming mittens for that gun.
Yeah, sewing is more time-consuming than woodshopping. That's true.
Kitchen's on the south side.
Oh, I like to make little snacks for the gun.
Brother, it seems we're drawed, if we're playing to regional loyalties.
Then me, perhaps, Father possesses personal preference. Do you favor me, Father?
Or, for instance, you like me better?
By way of alternative, I may be the better, quantitative. Or perhaps I am their solution to your problems? Now! Give me the gun.
Who are you?
What side fight thee for? My name is Helmut Hellman. To obtain this gun, I come from further than any of you can imagine.
But bequeathing you my gun would solve this familial dispute.
Daddy, no!
Schnauzer! I alone am worthy of the gun able to be heard around the world. I come from generations of gunmeisters. When I was born, it is told that I emerged shooting. My pointer fingers and thumbs were outstretched, and all my other fingers were curled inward to imply my very hands were guns. It is told that my first words were pew. On the anniversary of my first birthday, I received my first Luger. I shot my first person before I could walk, age 5. I was late to walk. Late to walk, early mit the guns! That is the expression, is it not?
It is.
Whilst other boys wanted dances from their pretty frowlings, I was contented to waltz mit my guns. And by the time of my 21st birthday, I had surpassed the generations of gunmeister in my family to become the foremost firearmist in all of Deutschland! And when Second Hitler Oberst Hans Franz Gubelmann appointed me official Lugermeister of the SS, I wept bullets. This gun who can be heard all the way around the world, this loudest of guns, this most storied of guns, disappeared to history after this era you are in and which now I too am in. So I come to you now. The gun in your hands is a gun of legend, of myth, of secreted whispers in dark rooms where human history is decided. I must have this gun. I shall have this gun. And to obtain it, I shall pay you handsomely. Or I shall kill you handsomely. The choice, it is yours.
Oh, it's certainly a choice.
Sure, I'm already dying.
It is a choice. Mein Herr, you may hand to me your gun, or I shall shoot one of your sons. So, which of these discordant boys will receive my bullet? Please, choose your favorite one.
Okay, this Teutonic fellow does offer an intriguing question.
And he asks it nice, too.
Yet, I'll not answer. There will be no gunplay in this house from you, sir, or anyone else, lest it be answered before it is asked by me and this gun.
Oh, of course. We are still just talking here with friendlies.
Yes, talking about which of us father prefers.
Correct. Decide whom you prefer, and that is to whom you shall legate your prize. And please, include me as a candidate in your deliberation. Though I am not a direct son of yours, I am by lineage and skill a rightful heir to that gun.
I accept these terms.
Me too. Daddy, who you choose?
And I suggest it is me.
Not you, Herr Hellman. It'll never, ever be you or my name.
Amelia Earhart, fearless flyer?
Got it in one. And I am punch pleased to hear my reputation precedes me. Hello, everyone. I am from the future where a lady can fly an airplane. Two equally hard to believe facts, maybe so, but it is what it is.
Airplane.
That's right, a lady pilot. I get it all the time.
Well, no, that's not what.
Yeah, we don't know what.
Your boots ain't very ladylike.
Well, you'll find. My right hook ain't either if you keep checking out the merchandise as you are.
If you don't mind, Fraulein Earhart, we were just in the midst of an estate argument.
Which I am here to settle. Coming from the future as I do, I already know who wins the war, which means I know who gets the gun.
Who wins?
Same question.
And who will win once I have the gun?
You won't get it. Not in the way you want it.
A veiled threat?
Not so very veiled.
Well, how will you settle the argument, future pilot? I'm too age-addled and thick-witted with sick to remember which of my boys I like best. And then there's this Han who makes some compelling points.
A gal doesn't get to travel through time thwarting Nazis without studying up on history. And my history books tell me that old-timey fellas like you would keep their important papers on hand in case, I don't know, a donkey kicked over a lantern causing a citywide fire.
Oh, I writ that last will and testament so long ago, I can't recall where I put it.
It's right here, in the drawer that says papers. I can read. Snooty northerners.
Give it here, pretty boy. Let's see whom Dad liked best back when he was of sound mind and body. Oh, well, for Pete's sake.
What have you seen?
What's he say?
Yeah, what do I say?
Is it me? I hope it's me.
Well, you're all wrong. Nope. He left the whole caboodle to, his gun.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. He's a good lad. My gun, I mean.
Holy cats. Ooh, there's more.
Some stuff about me.
It says he leaves...
Go on.
He leaves all the love in his heart to his boys to be divided... evenly, for you love them both equally.
What a sweet old man.
And furthermore, if a war were to occur, dividing the nation, which you sincerely hope won't happen, you hope that the dividing line will be east to west, as you couldn't stand for your boys to fight.
Oh, that's right. They came into this world together, killing their mother.
Killing her mother in childbirth.
Yeah.
But there's a detail I never did mention. You boys came into the world together, hugging each other, protecting and supporting one another against and from the shining new world we were entering.
Ah, oh, come on.
Oh, ain't that the sweetest?
That is really sweet. Yeah.
Brother, lovely. I have a proposal.
I ain't marrying no brother of mine.
All right, a suggestion, then. Why ain't we abnegate from this blasphemous war? Hang up our muskets on one of Father's many gun racks and simply bide time until he is dead.
Brother, you took the words right out of my words maker. Hey, Daddy! Hey, Daddy, is this how we hugged? When we was born killing Mom?
More or less. But this is better because you were naked and covered with baby slime then.
Confounding expectation, you have melted my nationalistic gothic heart. The well-oiled trigger precise compassion you Americanas have for one another, I possess only for mine guns.
So then, Father, will you take your gun to the grave?
I sure won't. For uniting my family, I give you this gun of legend.
Me.
Amelia Earhart.
I really thought this was going to be me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Herr Hellman. It belongs in a museum. But I'll have it put in a warehouse, alongside the Ark of the Covenant and all the rest of our most dangerous artifacts, never to be heard from again. When they are used by America. Anytime we need them, thanks to Dewey and his decimal system. It's truly America's greatest contribution to the world.
Oh, yeah. Most don't know that the Dewey decimal system defeated our Axis forces at Breslau.
Well, you're not talking about that business that old Melville Duty's always going on about, is he? The ramblings of a madman.
Shh. Rest now, Father. Do not upset yourself. Your illness shall surely do you in before a winter.
Yeah. Put on these gun mittens. They'll warm you.
Thank you, my boys. And thank you, Amelia Earhart, Fearless flyer.
Oh, well, you're welcome, sir.
Will you stay for some grits dinner?
Or for a lobster snack?
Or schnitzel mit Nudeln?
Well, sorry, fellas, but time waits for no gal, and I'm needed elsewhen.
This has been another aeronautical adventure with America's soaring sweetheart, Amelia Earhart. Brought to you by Patriot Brand Cigarettes. They're good for your constitution.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.